And the trench that the plow cuts is called a. That when you're plowing, you plow a what?
Furrow.
Okay, and you might say that last year we raised a big
crop.
What was it? Mostly corn around here? Is it mostly corn that they raised?
Oh, it's corn, soybeans, wheat, oats.
They raised quite a big crop of what?
Well, I'd say soybeans.
So would you put that in a sentence? They raised a big
crop of soybeans. Soybeans getting to be one of the main crops around here. We used to raise a lot of wheat, but people are dropping out of the wheat right smart.
Okay. We used to have a lot of trees around here, didn't they? They did what to the land? They had to...
Timber?
Yeah, they used to have a lot of timber, and then they cut them down, didn't they? You say somebody did something to the land.
Sure.
You plant wheat, and you cut it, and you plant wheat again, and then you get a, what do you call the second time you
double?
No, the second time you get something out of it. You get one crop, and then you get another crop, don't you? What do you call the, not the first crop, but the next one? You do get two crops, don't you, of wheat, usually?
Not unless you sow two crops.
Yeah, you sow two crops, yeah. Or what would you call a second crop or second?
You can call it second crop or second year, either one for wheat. Second crop, let me explain that. Second crop is a growth that comes off after you take your first crop off.
I see. If you plant it again, you don't get a second crop.
But you could plant again and get the second crop.
Okay. Now, what's a good crop of wheat? How many, how much yield would you say?
Oh, it runs from 15 to 20, about 28 bushel. It just depends on how much fertilizer you put on.
Okay. You gather your wheat together into a what?
Bundle. Or combine. In fact, you better put combine in there because most of them combines it nowadays.
All right. And you put corn into a unit of a what?
Rows.
Or a
hill.
When you cut it, you put it into a
shock.
And how about oats?
Oats is shock.
And what do you have to do
now?
To
listen, I'm going back to olden times.
That's all right, that's what I want. What do you used to do
nowadays?
To
they combine into that and they pick your corn. Well, it used to be
shock.
That we shucked our corn and put our oats in shocks. And then we hauled in and thrash it, you know. I don't know what you want up to date.
No, I want whatever. I want the old way, too. What about, what do you have to do the oats? When oats were ready, you get the big machine to go out and, would you say thrash?
Binder.
Or thrash or what?
No, if you want old and time, we'd call it a binder.
Okay, thrashing came after that.
And the thrashing came out.
I see, okay. And when you're done, you might say, well, the oats are all, or what'd you say, the oats
all
is thrashed?
Cut.
Using the word thrash in that sentence, the oats?
Oats are all cut.